USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump yesterday. McConnell saying of that vote,
"It was the predetermined end of a partisan crusade that began before President Trump was even nominated, let alone sworn in."
The Republican-controlled Senate is responsible for holding a trial to determine whether Trump should be removed from office. That's probably coming in early January, though the two parties are already squabbling over the rules which would be established for how that trial would be conducted. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says around 234,000 workers did, but that's down 18,000 from a two-year high in the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
As lawmakers in the U.S. House took the impeachment vote last night, the president was on stage at a huge rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. One of his remarks about the late Congressman John Dingell has not been sitting well with many folks. He mocked the last name of Dingell and then remembered a phone call from his widow, now Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thanking him for how the federal government honored her husband when he passed away.
John would be so thrilled. He's looking down, he'd be so thrilled. Thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay, don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up, I don't know.
Dingell's widow and Republican Congressman Fred Upton responding by demanding an apology from President Trump. What's called the individual mandate in Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The ruling says the mandate in the Affordable Care Act can no longer be read as a tax. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A major Trump supporter retiring from Capitol Hill. Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he will retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says in a statement he will continue to support President Trump and is fully committed to staying in the fight with him. His western North Carolina district is expected to remain solidly Republican despite his departure. A teen is in trouble for trying to fly high in a plane that wasn't hers. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
And a Chinese woman was arrested yesterday and is now behind bars after allegedly trespassing and taking photos at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The woman trespassed at the home and was asked to leave by security, but later returned to take photos. The 56-year-old arrested and is now being held in Palm Beach County Jail for loitering and prowling. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.